Tim, did your performance passing on Sunday give you any boost in confidence or anything like that, like a tangible effect going forward after your passing year?
Yeah, I mean, we were able to do some good things.
Remember that game, right? Some big plays. Yeah, I think we had a lot of confidence going in, and we just needed to get a little bit of momentum, get things going, and, you know, DC really stepped up. Dallas had a huge game. Eddie had a huge game, so a lot of guys really stepped up. And unfortunately, Dad got hurt, but a lot of guys really stepped up, and you made me look a lot better than I really am, so it's good.
Do you think that balance that you guys displayed against Pittsburgh makes it tougher to defend your offense now?
I think anytime you can really have a great balance, I think it definitely makes it harder to defend. I think it keeps defenses off balance and it keeps them guessing a little bit, and that's definitely our goal.
What's the carryover effect for you personally of a performance like that, going into a game of this magnitude on the road?
Every week's a new week, and you know, you can't focus on the past, whether it's good, whether it's bad. I think each week you learn from it, but it's a new game, it's a new week, it's a new stadium, and we can't be thinking about last week when we're in Foxborough. We have to be focused on the Patriots and what they're doing.
What's it been like for you since Sunday? I mean, if you go to the gas station, I mean, any anecdotes, you know, that you've seen around town or anything since Sunday's performance?
To be honest, I haven't really done too much. I've either been at my house or been here, and that's pretty much the way it's been for me most of this season. I enjoy both those places.
What do you make of them?
How do you feel about the gas station?
Great people.
You and Demaryius both drafted here by Josh McDaniels, who will be coaching to your detriment this week. What do you think he knows about you and this team that might lead to your demise?
That's just the way that was phrased. But, you know, he's a very good coach, and I wish him nothing but the best. And I'm very thankful for him having the confidence in drafting me. But I'm very excited about the coaches that we have here, and Coach McCoy, Coach Gase, Coach Fox, and those coaches have done a great job. And I'm very thankful to be playing for those coaches, and I'm looking forward to playing a great team in New England, and it'll be a very exciting game.
Now that you've had a few days to think about it, do you think there's anything you personally did better in the game than you had in the previous weeks?
Hopefully I'm improving every week. You know, that's my goal. And so every week I think you do some things better, some things maybe not as good. And I think we were able to hit our shots when we took them on Sunday. I felt like I was able to manage the game pretty well for the most part when I wasn't there. Maybe get a few first downs scrambling. But I know there's definitely a lot of room for improvement. And we got right back in here and started watching it. And we know that we got to get better every week if we want to get another win.
Tim, they allowed you to pull the trigger, so to speak, last week. Do you feel more comfortable in that role?
I think I feel comfortable with whatever they want me to do. And, whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do it with all my heart and try to do it the best of my ability.
But it seemed like you played with a more aggressive mindset than you had the week before against Kansas City. And you were willing to take certain chances and make big throws.
I think I did play pretty aggressive in the game. We were playing a very good team, very good defense, and I think you have to be willing to take some chances to make some big plays against them because they have so many playmakers and so many good guys that are rushing, getting to the quarterback. Our offense line did a great job, and receiver stepped up and made huge plays.
John, or Tim, remember in the last time you played them, and then what you've seen on film, was Belichick defense a little bit more challenging to prepare for? Can you throw more twists than maybe other players?
Yeah, he's a great coach. They have a great scheme, a lot of great players. They do a lot of different things. So I think we have to be prepared. We'll have a great game plan. We have to be prepared for a lot of different looks, and then also do a great job on the sideline adjusting to what they're doing and making our corrections on certain things and having great communication on the sideline as well.
Just been around the block. Can you see that on film?
A lot of different
things.
They do a great job, and he's confused a lot of quarterbacks and stopped a lot of good offenses, and so we'll have to be prepared for a very good scheme and a very good defense.
What was your first thought when you read that McDaniels had been hired and his first game would be against you?
I guess it'll be fun. It'll be it'll be exciting, just, you know, not just because of that, but because, you know, we're playing the New England Patriots, and we get a chance to play Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in Foxborough, and, you know, it's another round in the playoffs, and, you know, that's exciting, and, you know, congratulations to him in getting that position, and, you know, but honestly, we're not thinking about it. We're focused on, you know, playing a very good New England Patriots team, and, you know, the rest is, you know, the rest.
You guys never take any optimism from the fact that you had the upper hand in the game with them until all the turnovers happened?
You definitely find some positive things in that, and we drove the ball really well for most of the game. You know, we had three turnovers where we brought the ball on the ground, and felt like we gave them, you know, I don't know how many points they got off of that, but, you know, 13, you know, 17 points, whatever they got off of it. And that gave them the upper hand. So, you know, I think if we can eliminate turnovers, play a very sound game, and execute, you know, I think we'll have a chance.
If Eric Decker's out, how will that affect your offense? If Eric Decker's out this weekend, how's that going to affect your offense?
Well, Eric's a great player. He's been huge for us all year. But we have a lot of guys that really stepped up in the game, and a lot of guys that, you know, played very well today in practice. And I'm proud of them, and Matt Willis, Eddie Royal, DT. Those guys, you know, they'll step up and they'll do their job, and I'm really proud of them.
Tim, with respect, in fact, you don't get out much. What is the craziest thing you've seen this season with all the Tebow mania?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I really haven't paid attention to too much outside this building or games, and just pretty much tried to be focused. And yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess.
Hey, Tim, we talked about where's this story go? It's taken some interesting twists and turns. Where are we at the story right now? What do you think?
I don't know. I guess the next chapter. I guess none of us exactly know, but it's, you know, it's a fun journey, and we're excited, and, you know, every week trying to learn and improve and get better, and, you know, not just look forward to the destination, but enjoy the journey and have fun every day, and that's what I'm trying to do, and really just, you know, live out my dream, and as well as get better and, you know, try to get better at the game that I'm playing.
Tim, you're not one to say, I told you so, but you do like proving critics wrong, as you said before in the past. After the passing performance you had on Sunday, was there some satisfaction with the way you played?
You know, it was a big win for us. It was very exciting because we were able to beat a very good Pittsburgh Steelers team at home in front of our fans, and that memory will definitely be very special for me and a lot of my teammates and coaches. And, you know, so that definitely means a lot. But in the grand scheme of things, it's one game, and it's a playoff game, so it's big. But, yeah, I'm not going to look too much into it. It's just one game, and, you know, we got another big one this week.
Last time you played them, they started in the 4-3, and you gashed them. And then they went to the 3-4. What challenges did that present? And I know you fell behind and you lost Willis, but did their 3-4 also play into that turning of the tide?
You know, I don't think so, to be honest with you. They do a lot of different things. You have to be prepared for that. And they do them well, very smart, very instinctive players, coached up very well. I think for us, it's just about executing, holding on the ball, not turning it over, and being sound in what we do, and finding a way to get some big plays. And if we can do that, you know, hopefully we can, you know, control the ball and keep it out of Brady's hands.
Tim, you were a big underdog last week. You're an even bigger underdog this week. Is that motivation for you, for your team?
I don't know if we'll look into that. I think, you know, maybe for some people it is. I think just playing the Patriots is enough motivation for us, and going to Foxborough and playing Tom Brady and playing Bill Belichick, and, you know, that's enough motivation, and, you know, let alone it's a huge playoff game. So, you know, all those things added up, I'm sure there'll be a lot of motivation. And, you know, I think the one thing that you'll be most proud of is, I think, you know, our team will definitely go out there and play hard, play with a lot of passion and emotion, enthusiasm, which is all you can ask for.
Tim, if you were to write a book specifically about this season, what would you title it?
I'm not sure. I guess you have to wait and see what happens. So,
Tim, the long passes you had the other day against Pittsburgh, how many of them were that was the call? You're going deep to this guy, look for this guy first. And how many were, you know, you kind of looked, and then you threw it deep?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was, you know, maybe a few of each. And, you know, a few of them early were, you know, maybe scramble drills, but, you know, a few of them later on were really great calls by Coach McCoy. And, and where he either had a double move or had something going on where the play action fake, and we were able to get behind him, which were some great calls by Chris McCoy.
Because for all the analysis on your passing, you've always been an effective deep passer. Is that something where you like to look? You know, some quarterbacks, their first look is to check down. Yours seems to be the first look is to fire it, well, fire it downfield.
Hopefully my first look is where my QB coach tells me to look. I also get in trouble, but you know, so I try to look where he's.
I mean, after the if the first assign, is covered.
Just try to do what I'm coached to do, and if it play breaks down, keep my eyes downfield as I'm scrambling, and try to look to make a big play. And those are even things we work on in practice in between drills. We'll work on different things like that. So it's definitely trying to keep my eyes downfield and look to make a big play.
You talked about living the dream now. How much of a dream was what happened Sunday, or is your dream kind of Super Bowl or bust at the end, or how would you characterize it?
No, it's definitely not Super Bowl or bust. I think you have to, that's what I'm talking about, enjoying the journey. You have to just have fun every day, and that was a lot of fun on Sunday, but enjoy it and enjoy the blessings that we have, and not just look forward to the destination, but I'm having fun every day, and whatever happens, I'll definitely count the season as a blessing and thankful for the opportunity.
Tim, other than the turnovers, which is the obvious thing that sticks out, you take that out of the equation, what's the thing that you think most has to change to have success the second time around against them?
I think, scoring in the red zone is big. When we have a good drive going, we need to score, seven. I think one time, last time we played them, we weren't able to do that. And, if we could have put that one in, I think we would have went up maybe 21-7, something in that game, which two touchdowns is a lot, more than just 10. So, I think that'll be big. And then, converting on third down will be big as well.
What about fourth down? Fourth and one.
See. All right, thank y'all. God bless.